Singer and pianist Nina Simone died yesterday at her home in France. She was 70 years old. To many, she was the voice of the civil rights era, yet her recordings resonate with timeless relevancy. Ashley Kahn filed this appreciation.
The world first became aware of Eunice Kathleen Wayman, best known by her stage name Nina Simone, in 1959 when she hit with the Broadway tune, I Loves You Porgy. But in a few short years, Simone's music began to reflect the increasing activism around her. A growing number of listeners who wanted more from their music, depth and meaning and soul, embraced her songs, which were proud to speak out in anger.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn.
As powerful as her protest songs were, Simone's recordings could also be intimate and suggestive, as she pointed out herself in a 2001 NPR interview.
When I sing Sugar in My Bowl, and the audience loves it, Bessie Smith, baby, who's talking about sex and love?
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul.
Simone's musical appetite knew no bounds. She covered jazz standards, the gospel songs of her youth, and was one of the first black singers to record tunes by Bob Dylan, eventually incorporating rock and soul music into her sound.
There was a million bowls.
There is no doubt that she could be difficult and demanding. She admitted it herself to Newsweek magazine in 1963, saying, I am no more mean or evil or temperamental than anybody else. The only thing is, I'm more obvious. I do it in public. In 1973, Nina Simone left America, leaving behind a recorded legacy that still burns with the rage of her convictions. She died yesterday in self-imposed exile in Europe after a long illness. As singer and songwriter Oscar Brown Jr. recently put it, Nina's music was not a fad. The art she made in the 1960s is as valid today as it was then.
But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Ashley Kahn is author of the liner notes to Four Women, the Nina Simone Phillips recordings, a 4-CD collection to be released next month.